So the people have waited 72 years.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Here it is!
It's Paul Roos.
Supercoach is joining us fresh off the couch too. Fox footy last night on debut again. Been there, done that. Roosie, welcome.
Thanks, boys. How are you?
We're going really well. I think we're like you and like everybody else around the countryside, really excited about the season kicking off this Thursday night with the Tigers and probably about 120,000 going to the MCG to take on Carlton. Cannot wait for that.
Yeah, it's going to be huge, isn't it? I mean, we're lucky to have dinner on the couch last night, as you mentioned. We kicked that off, but just to see them play, I mean, their first JLT games have been exceptional. So, well, I think it's probably even surprised the coach how well they've come back. But yeah, look, it's really, really exciting, and what a way to kick it off with, 90-odd thousand people cramming in the G. It's always exciting, isn't it?
Roosie, can I ask you this question? Should the round one match be the grand final rematch For the opener of the AFL season.
I don't mind. Why have we got
Buddy Carlton in there, or a bottom four side? Yeah.
Well, I guess this is part of the problem of now these games, whether it be the Anzac games or the Monday. A lot of these marquee games are already sort of locked in. And I think that's the clubs do the deals with the AFL, so they're very hard to change. So the philosophy's there, but I don't think you're going to be able to get it done because a lot of these games are already sort of locked in. I guess if Richmond win the flag, it looks like, you know, Carlton Richmond's going to be a regular fixture on that Thursday night the next season.
Roosie, you win it in 05 with the Swannies and you're able to get there again in 06. Dimmer is going to be facing the same thing with the Tigers. Don Pike is facing the same issue over here. Didn't quite get the job done. There's no given that you're going to make it just because you're there the last year. So how do you approach your summer and the early stages of your season?
Yeah, look, it's a really tricky one. I think the first thing is you've got to know your group really, really well. We were really lucky. I wanted to change it up a bit, and we were pretty fortunate that the G'day LA week, they invited two teams to play. So I really jumped at that. I thought, look, something a little bit different, something the players, particularly that time of year when, you know, January, February, you start to get a bit antsy about the season. And so we really took that opportunity. And I just felt for our group, something a little bit different would have been good. And as it turned out, I mean, there's no magic formula, you're not sure. And you're guessing a little bit at the time, but as it turned out, it worked for us. So I think it's just different for each coach. It's about knowing your group. Do you have to drive, and what Pikey and Dimmer be thinking, do I have to drive my group harder? Or do I just sort of let them dwell on it, let them think of it, certainly if it's Pike and they lose, do I let them enjoy it? Yeah, because I think the other thing is there's a bit of a myth that you've got to jump all over them. But I think the more you enjoy something, for me, you want to get back there. Yeah. So all of a sudden, if you're the Tigers and you've had a good couple of weeks and you've enjoyed everything and you get back to training, you think, gee, that last month was amazing. I want to get there again. And that in itself drives you. So a lot of it has got to do with your group, your leaders, and you certainly rely on your other staff to give your ideas as well.
Roosie, are you keen to get a couple of fresh faces in from the year before to unearth the new talent so the pressure remains right throughout the year to keep your spot?
Well, you're certainly hoping that pressure comes on by those young players. I don't subscribe to the theory you necessarily have to, but what you're looking at, that young group coming back down, I want to be part of the next wave. I want to be part of that premiership if we can make it again. So that's what you're looking for. You're hoping that your next best five players come back in really, really good nick. And you know if that happens, they're going to probably jump over a couple anyway. So I don't think it's absolutely imperative. I think it's a bit of a myth that you need, you know, four or five changes. But you certainly need hungry players coming back in that 23, you know, to 30 number on your list. And that helps drive the rest of the group, no question about that.
Mate, on the couch last night, Jonathan Brown clipped the Collingwood Football Club training sessions. He said they were lethargic and didn't train with any intensity. Pendles has fired back at Jono Brown. What are your thoughts on that? Were you surprised by Jono Brown and not surprised how Collingwood trained?
No, look, it's funny because one of the things I noticed is when I was at Melbourne, I'd walk over and watch Collingwood train. And I saw him trained a number of times. I will say this, not knowing what the session was, whether it was a session that was designed to go 100%, whether it was a walkthrough. Yep. And I actually spoke to John about this when he brought it up in our meeting. I said, look, it's funny you should say that. I noticed exactly the same thing when I watched Collingwood train. There's no doubt your training reflects in games. I mean, you guys know that as well. You would have seen some of the best players, you know, that have trained unbelievably well and then they go and play well on the weekend. Yeah, it's very rare. Some of the more talented players can probably get away with it. But as a general rule, you train the way you play. So I wasn't altogether surprised when he made the comments that he did.
It's the old switch, Roosie. You can't turn it on and off. You've got to find it somewhere. Yeah. Roosie, plenty of issues still to get to, but Adelaide and Port Adelaide, where have you got them in your top eight?
Yeah, look, I've definitely got them in the eight. There's no question. I think Port, with their additions, we've seen what they can do in the preseason. Some of the guys, obviously, Watsy was outstanding. I thought Motlop worked his way into the game. Whether Dom Barry gets a game or not, but I thought he was terrific, and we haven't seen Rockliffe yet. So, look, I reckon they're in really good shape. You're trying to do your eight. It's just sort of hard to know exactly where they're going to slot in. I mean, the biggest positives for the Crows and Port, apart from the talent base, I mean, is the fact that they've got so many home games. So I'd expect both those teams to be pushing for top four. You know, the other probably ones in that bracket, I've got Giants, Swans, Richmond and Geelong. So there's sort of six, I reckon, I've got in that top bracket to get in the top four.
Yeah.
That's not to say that others can't, but I reckon I've got Port and Crows right in the mix for, you know, for winning a premiership, to be honest.
Hey, Roosy, the Runners, looks like they got a reprieve for 2018, so they're back in business. What was all the kerfuffle about?
I've spoken to a couple of coaches, they just can't understand what the issue is with the Runners.
Yeah.
You know, the Runners are on the ground, no one looks at them, they help coaching. What they do, this is where the AFL have got to be really careful. What the Runners help do is help the Suns. They help the Lions get off from the bottom of the ladder.
Yep.
They help Melbourne get off the bottom of the ladder. They help Carlton get off the bottom of the ladder. So if the AFL want to continue to see the top teams winning, then take the Runners out. If the AFL want to see an even competition and young teams developing faster, you have to leave the Runners in. It's just ridiculous.
Roosie, John Ralph got himself some hot water with an opening paragraph trying to paint the light of... get his way around saying why Josh Kelly remained up there at GWS and sort of knocked back North Melbourne. The hashtag was Broken Trust by Jack Riewoldt. We've spoken a bit about the PA and I suppose the teams and where it all sits. We know what happened at Melbourne. Now it's all out in the air. Is it a dangerous time for the relationship between the media and the players, especially if you're going to throw out hashtags like that?
You know, look, there's no doubt the trust has been broken, you know, and I think it's because of some of the articles that get written. And my view is most players and most coaches are pretty good people. Ring them up, have a chat to them. If you speak off the record, write it off the record, and then all of a sudden you'll get another article out of it. You'll ring them back and say, oh, look, Louis, you know, look, oh, mate, how are you? Look, yeah, we can talk about this. Yep, I'm on the record now. So that seemed to be the way it used to work. And then all of a sudden, one article, which mightn't have been as, from an immediate point of view, mightn't have been as hard-hitting, as controversial.
Yeah.
Okay, it's watered down a bit, but it turns into two and three and four. So your fourth article, you might go, actually, that's the best one we've done, and you won't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got gold in your fourth article, but you won't get it if you burn them on the first one.
No.
And that's, you know, you just don't get the article. So that's what I'm trying to get across to some of these guys.
Roosie, National Reserves Competition in 2019. No, I think they've got to sign off on it, the AFL. I think we've got to bring it back.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I think one of the things I definitely believe in is the lower tiers are broken. And when I say that is, you know, I'm more talking about the experiences I've had with the TAC Cup where the Development League is no longer in Melbourne. They've abandoned that. I think the other thing with that, boys, and again, getting back to the Melbourne experience, and as we know, if Melbourne supporters could come to the football when we're a two-win team, and all of a sudden the following year they're watching Brayshaw go around, Petraka go around, Stretch go around, all of a sudden you've got a day of footy and you're not so disappointed when your team gets beaten by, you know, 10 goals, because what you've seen the future, you've watched a bit of the senior footy, you've gone, okay, we're disappointed, but gee, that was exciting, our seconds. You don't get that now. So the whole experience is relied on your senior team.
Yep.
There's no doubt, again, for young teams like Carlton, Suns, you know, whoever it might be, to watch that developing in the seconds gives the fans a real grasp of what's to come and gives them a real sense of belonging. I absolutely think it's imperative.
Right, Aruzi, last year, and last question. Last year we tapped into your coaching brain and we got coaching tips every single week. I need you again, mate. We've touched on this once or twice. I'm coaching the Year 2 Black Panthers Kangaroo cricket team at my son's school. O's in the team. We're 5-0, Aruzi, and we're trying to complete the sweep, the perfect season this weekend. What do I need to do at 9 o'clock before we hit the stumps at 9:30 Saturday morning just to make sure this happens and we don't get ahead of ourselves?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head, mate. And the worry for me, if I'm sitting there talking about the kids, I'd be saying, don't take the lead from your coach because he's got a tendency to get ahead of himself.
Yeah, all right? Good call.
About the process, you're talking about what you've done during the year, line and length. Not that I know much about cricket.
No.
Line and length. get your field set, boys. Mm. You know, don't be picking up grass and checking the wind. Mm. If the ball comes towards you, might, you know, drop a catch.
Don't be chatting in the field.
The thing I've tried to preach, Rusey, they'll easily watch the other field.
Yeah.
And actually, I think you've summed it up. It's their record, not mine. Yeah.
That's right. I think, don't take the gloves off of me, I tell you what,
I'll just bring the snakes and the kit bag and you boys just do the rest because it's been on autopilot all year, mate.
Brilliant to watch.
What about sledging?
We're not a big sledging team, but I will tell you this. If wicket celebrations were an Olympic sport, we would have won gold medals all the way through.
All right. Well, good luck.
Hey, pile on, Rusey. They come from everywhere.
Good advice. Enjoy the footy, mate.
Good on your boy.
Talk to you next week after we get a few games under our belt. Nice. Paul Roos, the super coach on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on Triple M.
Distinctive Homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Rory Sloane.
Here comes Sloane, and he has put it through the Sloane dog.
Air guitar. I was going to say return to the studio this week. Sloaney back in town, fresh off a trip to Byron Bay, just to freshen up ahead of the season. Welcome, champ.
Thank you very much. Champ. Nice to be back in studio. I don't like doing the phone one.
No,
it's not as intimate.
It's not on.
It's not personal.
We could have Skyped.
That's good, though. You see, Jars, after a couple of weeks, I do think you're looking much better, actually. You've dropped a couple of kilos, surely. So.
Go on, Lou.
Good to see you, mate.
What am I doing?
He's boxing. He's got the mitts on again, and he's looking.
He's walking around shadow boxing.
Yeah. Hey, hey, I've just got to work on my technique.
And there is talk, and I'm going to let the cat out of the bag right now. There is talk in 2022.
Am I taking on?
The big man, he wants a piece of Commonwealth Games action.
Wow.
Amateur status.
Actually, good question, without notice. Mm. If there was one sport you think you could easily just slide into, like a couple of the people did in the Winter Olympics, what sport would it be you could just slide
probably
on into?
All of them.
Let's be honest. Eating.
What are you talking to? No, I've got no idea.
I think I could get into archery.
I'd give
archery a crack.
Archery?
Yeah, I reckon.
You'd have a good eye.
Yeah.
What would you, Lulu?
I'd have a crack at curling at the Winter Olympics. Very slick brushwork, mate.
I'd be good in the swimming and the athletics, but anything else...
Right. Well, you can't swim. That's a given.
I'm not athletics. Give that away. No good in that.
What about you, Sloaney? What would you go to?
Yeah.
What'd you go to? You're very handy at tennis, and obviously surfing now is an Olympic
bit
sport.
Of footy.
It is actually. Yeah. No, I said archery. I'd love to have a crack.
Definitely.
Yeah, it'd be very hard, but just interest
me. I think Jars could do the biathlon. A bit of cross country skiing, heart rate resting, lying down, shooting, hitting targets.
Actually, I wouldn't mind that. Actually, something to think about, isn't it?
I've got you on track. Anyway.
I reckon in future, don't come in and ask questions.
Through this segment.
Nah, because us two, we can't
motivate
really concentrate. Great news to debutantes for round one. Tommy Duday's been there a long time and was just so excited. And so too Pikey. We've seen the footage. And Darcy Fogarty played himself into round one. So well done to those two young men.
Yeah, huge, huge effort. Tommy's third year and he set himself for a massive preseason. He did exactly that. I don't think he missed a session and... The way he's playing is exactly, and this is Darcy included, both of those boys play the exact way you want to play with your teammates. They just crack in,
compete,
and they're both hard as nails.
Great.
Tommy will back into packs. Darcy will do the same.
Beautiful.
And just put his head over the footy as well. So, yeah, it is. It's a great moment when you get to recognise those guys. And seeing them yesterday, the smiles on their faces was just awesome.
Tommy's mum's about to become an overnight celebrity. She's dropped the F-bomb on the conversation with young Tom, and he calls her Shez.
Not mum, Shez.
Not mum, Shez. Yeah, that's interesting. But
Who's going to be Eddie Betts' little buddy up forward? Because this worries me.
Yeah, well, that's all right. We'll have
Miller
a few
or Hampton?
I think you see both
McLaughlin.
Go through there. No, definitely Hampton. Miller will come through there at times.
Because Eddie needs his buddy.
Yeah, and you'll see some of us midfielders, I reckon, would always have to rotate through there. Absolutely. Okay. We've got a really good depth in our midfield, and we've got to put guys somewhere. So we've got to make sure we do put pressure on when we're down there.
The skip did in front of him. So does that mean you're tossing the coin Friday night?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I think so.
What are you going?
Heads or tails, mate?
Yeah, heads or tails, mate.
Heads.
Yeah, heads?
Yeah.
Wow.
Does it make you think differently heading into it? I know it's a great honour, to captain your football club and Tex not being there, but you probably wouldn't change your ways much. I would imagine you're an out and about sort of man as it is, so just go about it as normal.
Yeah, I mean, the reason you have leadership group and guys of influence is so they can play their role. Like you want them to play their role game day more than anyone, I suppose, and lead from the front. And then just make sure that the energy of the group's up and that we're playing the right way. That's probably as
make
much
sure
as
no
it gets.
One knocks over the snakes or the lollies Brendan Goddard style on the way into half time and things like that.
The big forehand across them all, yeah.
Sloan Dog got a feel for Brady Crouch. 8 weeks. It's a long time out of football. He's had a wretched run with his body. How's he feeling and mentally, where's he at?
Yeah, so it is. It's not great for him, and he's one that certainly just loves playing football.
Mm, it's his life.
That's all he wants to do is just play, and he has spent a fair share of his time in rehab. So he does. He's got a very high tolerance to and resilience, I suppose, it's built up from all these years in rehab. So he'll just have to lean back on that and just keep cracking in, because we've seen him come into our side halfway through the seasons and really light it up.
Have
so,
an impact, yeah.
It'll be great for us when he does come back.
Sloaney song of the week. It's a fixture when you come in. Before we get to that, Jars, am I getting this in the wrong light? But is Sloaney slightly qualifying maybe for the Red Barons here with this beard action that he's running at the moment?
I noticed that before, under your chin.
Yeah, there's a bit of
You got a little bit of ginge in you.
Ginge tinge to this beard, yeah. Oh, well, just to the beard. Not
I mean,
to my hair.
How much do you need to be a Red Baron?
Yeah. What how far do you have to go?
You mean how low do we have to go?
Well, probably, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's got to be much more than this. Right. This will go.
So it's got to be on top of the head.
Absolutely, it's got to be on top. Right. Anyway, back to my song.
Yes, okay.
This song actually just reminds me of, I went for a surf this morning, and this song reminds me of all the surf trips I used to do with a couple of mates back home, but it's Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, Sloaney's our very, very special guest, Skipper 2, standing in for Tex this week, and he didn't come up. How close was Tex? Was he delusional from a long way out?
Nah, not really. I mean, he gave himself every chance to play, but he's close. Absolutely, he's close. He's doing a fair bit of training with us.
All right, cool. Nicknames. Let's just delve into a bit. Read with interest, Darcy Fogarty. He's been given the moniker Joey, as in because he's number 32, Baby Roo, which is a Joey.
Did Roo give him that?
Who gave
Roo
him that?
Roo gave him that.
I don't know where it's come from. I saw it quoted in the paper.
Roo would have given him that.
We're running with Creedence Clearwater, John Fogarty.
John Fogarty. That's what we'll be calling him. John. From now on, not.
It would have been Rufus.
Rufus would have rang him and said, mate.
Well.
And
off the record, he's no Senator's son, is he?
Yeah,
go. Other nicknames, let's roll through a couple.
What have you got?
What do you got for us that would just give us a little insight? Take us inside the club rooms.
Like Sloan Dog Millionaire from
Sloan Dog.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah. That's a good call.
And
Ginger.
About to be true, too. Yeah.
And
Boogie Night.
Yeah, like Brad Crouch. What do you call him?
Who?
Brad Crouch.
No, you didn't like that one.
Yeah, just say it, please.
Oh, he gets sometimes called Shovel.
Shovelhead.
Shovelhead. Yeah, that's not
What
bad.
About Maddie?
Maddie's just Maddie.
Yeah.
Maddie. Maddie's probably one without.
Hey,
surely he's MC.
Maddie. MC.
Not really.
MC. No, is anybody running with initials these days?
No one there.
No.
Because you know Kirtley Hampton, we call Sade as in Smooth Operator the song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
It's a good one,
by the way.
Yeah. There he is. Oh, I hope you're playing this week.
My old man loves his song.
Does he?
It is. I remember that song.
She's probably a good segue. I need to get to the Red Barons, but speaking of smooth operators, Mick Fanning.
Oh, yeah.
Do you need to... Belinda's here. She's outside the studio, still gushing about how she met Mick last week. Do you need to revisit your hall pass? Because hall passes are normally ungettable.
Yes.
And now that you're running in the circles with Mick...
I would love some feedback around this because her hall pass was Paul Walker. He died.
Of course.
But don't get another crack at a hall pass, do you? You get one and one only. Does it reset once?
No, I think I'm in Bell's corner here. You've got to get a reset.
No.
But I still think
Please
now
back
that
me
Mick.
Up.
Just one, mate.
I think Mick is too close to home. I think the fire front is burning way too close and you need to evacuate.
You need to batten down the hatches. Kids, you could lose, Bill.
Who's yours?
I might have to reset my mind. Yeah. Jessica Alba. Just loved
Jessica?
Her forever. So
now you got to come
she's
down.
She's got kids. She's
Margot
married.
Robbie.
Margot Robbie.
That's closer
to get
home.
Something that you can... Because Belinda can cross paths now. You need to have the actual chance of crossing paths with yours.
No, I just whenever I get the chance to meet him or if I do something with him, I'm just not going to tell
solo.
Him. Yeah.
Solo. Mine's Matt Damon.
That's my whole pass.
If you're going with a man, you're going Roger Federer or someone classier than
it's Matt. It's one of the reasons Matt Damon's moving to Byron Bay. Closer
did
to
you know that, Sloane? He's moving back. He's moving to Australia for six months of the year.
It's because he's
mate, Chrissy Hemsworth.
Thor. Yeah. He came down there, I reckon, last year.
Now, let's get to this. There's a massive story.
There's infighting with the Red Barons, which, by the way, technically you don't qualify for.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, thank you.
Your beard, it's not in your hair. What is going on with our Barons? We love them dearly.
Well, there's...
There's Sam Jacobs.
Tom Lynch.
No, Tom Lynch.
Cole Chaney.
Tom and Kyle... quite handsome men, both of them.
Mm, yeah.
So we're just trying to figure out who's the more handsome redhead at the moment. Red Baron.
Were they blue and were they?
Not blue and no. We're just trying to figure it out.
Well, were they trying to figure it out?
Are they doing a bit of Zoolander material?
Very, very good looking.
It's just they are.
It's just between them both, mate. Who would you give the chalkies to?
It's Chain's hands down.
Lynchy for me.
He's not even in the equation.
Lynchy's a good rooster.
Mate, you wouldn't know beauty if it smashed you in the face.
Don't you talk.
That's why I know, because I can come off my own reference. Yeah. And I know what good looking is, because I'm not good looking. No, I'm not.
Come on.
So I know what a good-looking bloke is.
It depends what we're going off to. I mean,
love Lynchy's a good-looking rooster.
Chains has busted up. Great hair.
What's he got?
Has
he got piercing blue eyes?
And he's not super pasty like most redheads.
Who's that?
Lynchy's pasty. Chains is not.
It's true. It's divided the studio as well.
Yeah, it isn't. I'm telling you. Mate, get on Chains. Just give him a run at it and he'll be just as important and popular as Lynchy is by the end of the year.
And what happened at the end of it?
It's still going.
This is still blowing like Tower Infernos.
Yeah, almost. So I'm glad to get both your feedback on it. Appreciate that.
They are genuine Reds. Right now, though, we need to touch base with one of Port Adelaide's brand new recruits, of course. First bounce, 4:05 on Saturday afternoon against Fremantle here at Adelaide Oval. The one, the only, Tommy Rockliffe. Tommy, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Good afternoon, gents. How are we?
Rocky. Yeah, we're going all right. We're just starting to worry whether we'd see you, mate, every time Charlie Dixon comes in. Oh, yeah, no, Rocky will be playing next week, and then sure as crap, mate, you didn't play. So are you 100% raring to go, ready for Saturday?
Yeah, 100%. Got through training today. Just don't worry too much about the JLT and get ready to go for the season.
Real stuff.
Nice. I like it.
Rocky, who's going to present you with your Port Adelaide jumper in the change room? So you got any family members or one of the Port boys, past players?
Yeah, I'm not sure who they've got. There'll be a few of us obviously playing our first game to the club. So it'll be interesting to see who they get. Obviously, wearing number 11, I'd love to meet Scotty Hodges, but whether that happens or not, we'll wait and see.
Rock, what about the shorts? Do you like them tight, loose, a big Eddie Betts style? Yeah, what are you running with, mate?
Loose, larges.
Larges. All right. And shaving, is that an option with you?
Yeah, every game day I have a shave.
Nice. And what about the legs? Are you a Mexican hairless down there as well? On the legs,
I'm actually very lucky. I've got my mum's jeans and I'm not very hairy at all. I don't have any hair on my arms and on my legs.
Built for speed.
I've got some few blokes. Well, one of you blokes.
Hang on, Rock.
There's a couple of hair bears in here, Rock, so don't worry. And I'll give you a tip,
mate. I'm thin.
As you get a little bit older, my friend, the hair just keeps on a coming. Yeah.
No. I'm not worried about that. No. I'm worried about the Friday night specials.
Oh, yes.
Who was that?
Yeah, me.
Me. Well,
yep.
Absolutely.
How do you transition into the AFL? Like, Friday night footy's on, so...
Yeah, that's date night.
It's a great call. It's a really good call.
Go, Caro.
How
do you do it?
What I normally do, Rocky, is the game's got to keep me interested. Yeah. And if it doesn't, then at halftime, I'll go to it in my own change room. And get myself organised. But if the game is happening, mate, and it's on, well, then I've just got to put a hold on proceedings, send a runner out and just tell her to cool the jets and just go down to the pocket for a while.
Either take the green vest on or
sub out. We still have the sub rule in my house.
Do you have date night, Rock?
That's not for me to go into, but I'm only 28. My partner's 24.
That's good.
Well, there you go.
We've got a little boy, but
Your lovely partner, there is bromance in the air between you and Travis Boak. Yeah. He gushes every time he speaks about you. He glossed right over Watsy and Motts the other day and said, really can't wait to play with Rock.
Go out shoe shopping.
is that reciprocal for starters?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Boak is a star.
isn't he?
Most caring bloke.
Absolutely.
Oh, him and Lukey Power. He reminds me of Luke Power from Brisbane. That's who I'd compare him to, yeah.
Rock, what are you going to be like? Are you nervous tight? You've played a fair bit of footy now, but I would suggest probably about 4:02, just as you're gathering in the race and about to come out, things might be a little bit just dialed up a notch or five.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit toey, Saturday, I reckon. Obviously, the first game with the club, with a new group, it's always going to be a little bit exciting. So get that first contest out of the way and go from there. So there'd no doubt be a little bit edgy, as I said, with the not playing with the boys in the JLT series, but round one. So I'm really looking forward to getting out there and putting the best foot forward.
You're going to be very, very excited when they play their Never Tear Us Apart just before the bounce there, Rock. You think you'll be an EPL game, mate.
Yeah, I've been on the other side of it, and I've got goosebumps as an opposition player. So as a local now, I can't wait for it.
Great segue too, Rock. I did notice on Channel 10 last night, you said you'd been practicing the Power theme song just in case you get a win up, because you want to be able to belt it out when you're in the middle.
Right.
Have
you guys bought your membership yet?
No, not
well,
I'm a Crows man, mate.
Yeah.
And Lewis is Sydney Swans,
bro.
Three-game
membership.
No, mate. Didn't see this.
Jars. No.
You got the squash shorts. It's all one way with you both, isn't it?
it's a very good call. You've picked us in one there, Rock. You've picked us in one. Mate, I swing like the breeze. Yeah. Don't worry about that. I will go with anything. And tell you what, I'll buy my dog a membership like a lot of other people do.
Have you bought a team yet?
Me?
Not yet, Rock.
Nah.
We'll get you involved too. We'll be looking for some sort of a committee.
We've got one coming up a bit later, Rock. They've just come into
You guys could have plenty of cash.
Into the amateurs, and we're looking to inject big cash.
Yeah.
But we also need a softening of a few regulations, if you know what I mean, down there when it comes to after-match activities. And then a few.
I don't know anything about after-matches.
Yeah, you will when you retire, my friend. I can tell you right now. Now, mate.
Let's get the song.
We've got a karaoke version of the song. So,
there you go, champ.
Do you want the new one or the old version?
Old, please. I'm just not going with the new stuff.
Here we go.
So just come in when you feel
when
the
you're ready.
Are the words going to be there as well?
No.
I really don't have much of an idea. Maybe we're the Power from Port.
Wait.
More than a sport.
We've got the power to win.
Come on. The true Port Adelaide aggression.
More than sport.
That's all right, mate.
I'll save it.
Saturday.
It'd be great when the cameras are on you.
Be careful.
I've actually seen the NRL, obviously, being up in Queensland for so many years. I've seen a game there the other day. Newcastle won. Obviously, haven't won for a long time, but there's about 15 blokes with a sheet trying to sing the team songs.
I reckon, mate.
That might be like us.
Pack your goggles, I reckon, for the Powerade shower and trying to sing that.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
It'd be a good idea for you, mate.
Do you reckon I'll get targeted?
No.
With the Powerade.
Yeah, mate, you are going to drown in it because Watsy won't want it in his beautiful locks.
No. And Stevie Motlop, he'll
too
panic.
Too good looking for that, isn't he?
Yeah, and Mott's too evasive, but you, Rock, you like a bit of contest and conflict. I think they'll just come straight for you with a big bucket.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Hopefully we do get the Gatorade shower after the game. That'll be the ideal result.
Good luck then.
Good luck, mate. Thanks for taking some time to have a chat to us, and we wish you all the best of luck.
No worries. Hope Friday night's a good game.
All the lovely boys,
See you, champ.
He slapped you on the
way
out.
No, he did.
He slapped you on the
way out. Did he
really? I've got to get him to start saying lovely boys. Tommy Rockcliffe there from Port Adelaide. Now, of course, their big game on Saturday against Fremantle. 4:05 first bounce, Adelaide Oval.
They've gone bananas.
They're on fire here.
An absolute ripper.
Boy, what about that?
Goodness gracious me. They've gone berserk. Bloody hell. Did you see that?
Oh, boy. Wowee.
Yeah, it's BT time. Brian Taylor on the Rush Hour, of course. Round one kicks off tonight. Catch all the action on Channel 7. And Bristol, you've got the microphone almost in hand. Welcome, champ.
Yeah, not far to go. Just a couple of hours before we get it on at the MCG. I'm expecting a record home and away crowd for these two. I think the current record, it's only a modest 84,000 or something. So,
Smash beautiful
day in Melbourne today. You know, the reigning premiers playing traditional rivals. It should go damn close.
Why are we starting round one with 1v16 when it should be the grand final replay? Starting round one, kicking off our season.
I've often wondered why we don't have the grand final replay, but this game, particularly the Carlton-Richmond game, has now been a traditional season starter for a number of years now. I'm assuming that's why they didn't want to change it, and we're seeing the grand final replay next week.
And Bruce, I think the spread, because obviously you want to get as many games as possible. Yeah. As of this morning, Bristol, just 1,000 tickets remaining, so it will be a sellout tonight.
You'll be doing
friend.
The old
so
wow-wee tonight, Bristol.
You'll be performing in front of a monster crowd, Bruce.
See, that's good, isn't it? I wasn't aware of that. It should be an absolute cracker. Do you give the Blues any chance?
Carlton have their debuting four young men, but Richmond, they're hardened. Their pre-season form's been outstanding. I think they'll get blown away about the middle of the third quarter, Bristol.
Yeah, maybe. I hope not for the sake of the crowd and everything. But we know that Richmond are going to finish way ahead of the Blues.
Class act.
Yeah. Hey, Bruce, I think the torpedo may be back. I think at Clubland, we've seen Zach Tui and a few of the boys launching through the JLT, that we just might see a few of the big bombs coming back this year, which would be great for footy.
Try and get over the top of the zones and just create a bit of havoc, that sort of thing. You know what? Every team should have one of these, and probably Savrock has been helping Tui out. Not that he needs much help. He's pretty good anyway. But every team, I reckon, should have a launcher.
Yep.
Just for something different. Might only happen once a game, but I reckon it's a great idea.
Well, remember last year, Bruce, when Dusty came through half back that night and smashed that torp, and then they all had to turn around and chase it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And nothing better than the running barrel is the absolute barrel of barrels.
Yeah, the king of barrels.
You know, just a stock standard barrel is okay. Yeah. Running barrels through the middle, nothing to get the crowd off their backside and follow that footy. It is unbelievable.
Hey, Bristol, tomorrow night, Adelaide take on the Essendon Football Club at Etihad Stadium. Do you give the Crows a chance?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Etihad Stadium. I think Adelaide will give a very good account of themselves, and they should win.
I'll tell you right now, Bruce, Joey Danaher will kick six or seven and just toy with them like a cat with a mouse.
You're throwing your plums out.
Putting a paw on it. He'll win the Coleman, and he'll have every chance to win the Brownlow this year, Joey. You know?
And he'll back it up with the second mark of the year.
Yep, and kick torpedoes from the wing.
For a six-foot sixer, he's the first guy, I reckon, since Matthew Richardson, that can do everything.
But he can't cook them like Richo used to cook his teammates when they missed him or hit it on the deck.
That'll come when he becomes more senior.
Is that the key, Chris? Is that the key to be a key forward? You've got to be able to dish out the verbal to your teammate.
Absolutely, it's a necessity because you are the man. Yeah. You're the focal point. Mm. Look, you guys don't know about focal points, but I do.
That's why we're asking.
How long were you a focal point?
Yeah, all his life.
Now, are you having a go that my tenure as a focal point was quite short?
Hey, Bruce, I used to love watching
Bruce,
you, but
you know
fair dinkum.
You know, Jars, because he wasn't a focal point, tried to make it about himself and square. That's why he blew kisses and things to try and get the cameras onto him.
That's it,
Bruce. Speaking about making it about yourself, I just endured a plane trip, and so I decided to read the AFL Football Media Guide, which has a lot of stats in it, and I went straight to goal kickers.
Yes.
And looked up myself just to see what records I had. Where I was at.
Yeah.
And I was surprised that I actually featured in quite a few columns. I don't know whether you guys realise, but I am in the top 20 most deadly goal kickers.
Deadly.
And also for averages per goals per game. Top 20. Brilliant. That's all right. I was quite chuffed.
Can you stop dancing around it, Bruce, and just give us the numbers, please?
The guy next to me, I had my finger on the goal kickers, and then I went down to Brian Taylor. I had my finger on it.
Yeah.
He said to me, "You're not." I said, I am. I'm looking up myself.
Yep.
I said, I've never done this before.
Oh.
And I was pleasantly surprised with the mark that I left on the game.
That's enough about you, Bruce. Me, time can come back in a minute. Got to get to a song, and when we get back, find out what's been happening on the covert operations in Sydney. It's a Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, Triple M. The big man, BT, Brian Taylor, is still with us. You've been in Sydney on the top secret stuff, all going well.
What's going on?
it's going good. We just did a bit of filming today at a theatre.
Yep.
And Very good cast. Right. Few athletes in amongst it.
Bruce, I'm sensing the more time you spend in Sydney, the more time you pull your head up your own ass.
Yes, it's an easy place to get involved with yourself, and I am right on myself at the moment.
Fair to say that you two are deep in love.
Yes, there's more love bites in the mirror than you can imagine.
Are you going to be able to get through tonight without being able to check yourself out on the monitor?
No, I'm going now to go into my place in the city.
Yep.
I'm going to lock myself in solitary confinement and try and readjust back to normality and land on planet Earth at some stage this afternoon before we get going tonight.
Very nice. Bruce, on a serious note, and given your history and your track record and your nous when it comes to AFL footy, has Stephen Hocking called you up and asked you to be on the super panel?
What's the super panel?
It's the panel that is going to be made up of 20 leading lights who will have their say on everything AFL, replacing the rules committee and all that other stuff.
Women's footy, local footy.
The power brokers.
Well, I'd be disappointed if I didn't, but that'd be a nice panel to be on.
If you got on the panel, Bristol, what would you bring to the table?
Ideas, Jars. Yeah,
what type of ideas? what ideas to make our great game better?
Well, the first thing I'd do on the agenda is I'd have a moratorium on any more rule changes. 5 years, whack it in, say, leave the game as it is, don't touch it. Yep. Very first thing I'd do. All of those guys on AFL committees at the moment, and by the way, they cop a little bit in the hand too, I think.
Yep.
But all those guys, you know, they have proven over the last 10 years that they are stuffing the game. So they don't deserve to be on any more committees. Get rid of them.
Yeah, it's time to go. Hey, Bruce, you are famous for your vernacular. Anything, is it all natural? Are you sifting through? Have you got something maybe on the tip of your tongue that's coming out in season 2018? You've learnt some new stuff.
Now, listen, Louis. You know that I am a natural operator.
Yep.
And I am a second by second rather than day by day.
Premeditated. Yes.
Let's scribble a few notes down and make ourselves out to be heroes at the right moment.
Me.
You know, moments like at the end of the grand final, whatever it is. When someone kicks a career, they've got the line ready to go.
2016 proved that, Bruce, didn't it? And the doggies.
Yes. that's right.
Play by play, Bristle.
Yes, it's word by word with me.
Yes, I like it. Just checking, mate. That's good. Right. Good to see. All right. Mrs. Bruce, coping with Mr. Bruce, Big Bruce away?
Well, I saw her at the airport. We exchanged cars.
Right.
And I saw her for at least 30 seconds. I thought that was pretty full-on commitment.
Was it a peck, kiss on the cheek or on the lips? What do, you two?
I gave her a little hand on upper thigh, sort of just a little squeeze.
Yeah, arrangement. Then,
a high honey.
And then just a little peck and, don't hop out. I've got to go.
Right.
That was the sort of arrangement. But she's been great with the cows. They've had pink eye. We've had an outbreak of pink eye on the Taylor Farm. And it's gone through about 10 cows, and she's had the muscle that, and she's done a good job.
Thank God you've been away, because the beautician at 7 would have their work cut out.
Pink eyes, I don't know whether you guys know, it's bloody highly contagious.
It is, I know.
Get amongst the pink eye jars. We're all bloody... we won't be looking very good for things.
We'd have you in a set of bloody aviation goggles tonight, Bruce.
That's right. It's not good. It's like sand in the eyes.
Are you calling with Brucey tonight, or you got Basil?
No, Brucey's up and about.
Beautiful.
We can't wait to get Brucey back on board. He'll be there tonight. We're looking forward to doing the job.
Good call, mate.
Righto, Bruce. Thanks, look forward to it tonight. All the action
you,
on
buddy.
7. And good calling, mate. Great to talk to you.
Triple M.
There is Brian Taylor on the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis. Triple M. Triple M rocks Friday night footy with the Friday night huddle, and the star of the show joins us right now, Chris Judd. Juddy, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Jars and Louis, thanks for having me.
Well, it's always good to have you, Juddy, and even better when we've got Shortsgate on our mind. What the hell is going on with Carlton Shorts?
I think the shorts look terrific. I actually referred to down here. It came across my desk a few weeks ago, and I couldn't be proud of what the marketing team put down there on Thursday night. There's some very loud minorities in the media, you two, but you know, off the record, the feedback I'm getting is all very, very positive.
Now, Juddy, there is a suggestion that the pockets at the back are off the back of the Harvey Weinstein saga, so the boys actually know where they can and can't touch.
Not bad. Not bad. You know, I'm not sure what women aren't allowed to laugh to these days.
So yeah, no, that's a good call.
You're a director of footy.
All right, Juddy. Right. Plenty of other things to talk about. A little thing called the protected zone. Would appear a lot of blokes didn't get the memo. AFL are back down a bit today, said most of them were wrong. They were red hot, but surely football clubs would have been aware that it was going to be closely scrutinised given the AFL sends out the memos.
Well, I think they'll be highly aware of it now, won't they? It was pretty, had a big impact on the game in the end. Look, a couple of them were there. I thought the Josh Caddy one in particular for me, where he ran to the players outside and had his arms in the air. And I mean, the only people the player could have kicked you in that case was the crowd.
Yeah.
So he wasn't really getting in the way of anything relevant.
Yeah.
I think they're sometimes the ones where you've just got to use a bit of common sense. And even if you could argue that technically he was in a 10-metre radius of the player, I think in terms of what's really having an impact on that player's ability to make a decision, that's sometimes where I'd like the umpires to use their footballing now a little bit more.
Juddy, tonight the Crows take on Essendon Football Club. Who do you think will win that game? Obviously, the Crows do enjoy playing at Etihad, but Essendon, they've recruited well over summer.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. A lot of good footy judges over here really like Essendon this year. They think they're going to be a bolter. I still really like the Crows. I think the Crows will win. I think both teams have an elite offensive unit and they move the ball really well and really quickly, but I just think the Crows' ability to stand up in defence is probably a bit further ahead of where Essendon's at. And I think we speak about Essendon's off-season trading and, you know, Sard and Stringer and Smith, all really exciting players, probably all fit into that offensive camp as well. So whether or not they can shut down Adelaide's forward movement, that's the concern for mine.
And Port Adelaide have got their three big recruits on show too. Juddy Watts, Motlop and Rockcliffe are all in. Don Barry gets a look at it as well against Freo here at home in the Twilight game on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, that one. I thought Freo looked really, really sharp against West Coast in that last JLT. And I think Port Adelaide will have a good year and I think they'll probably play finals again. But I've tipped Freo there in a little bit of an upset.
Oh. Gee, that is a big call,
isn't it? Wow.
Juddy, social media is obviously a big thing these days. Will we see you putting on a pair of the blue shorts and maybe just showing people they aren't as bad as first thought and maybe wearing them out and about across the weekend?
If there's some sort of a sponsorship deal put forward, I'll look at it, Louis.
Yep.
No doubt about that. If the deal's right, anything's possible. But, I've got a pretty full book for my social media responsibilities at the minute.
No, that's a fair call, and 10K wouldn't be out of the question, I wouldn't have thought, Juddy, for throwing them on.
You're our Donald Trump in the comp.
Hey, Gazza Ablett, last one, returns. Obviously no danger field, but Gaz finally will roll out for the Cats and predominantly midfield, according to him.
that's going to be an exciting story. I reckon Hodgie playing his first game.
Yeah, that one too.
That's a good one.
Exciting story as well. I just think with Gaz, I just think people need to temper their expectations a little bit. He'll be 34 years of age this year, and that's my age. And, mate, I couldn't get within 100 metres of an actual football ground. So the fact that he's even out there is a testament to how professional he is. And I'm sure he's going to have some huge games this year. But for fans out there thinking he's still a chance to win a Brownlow medal or play 25 games and single-handedly carry them across the line, I think those days for Gaz are probably gone. But he's still going to be a huge player for him nonetheless.
Juddy, last one, Rue the Shorts. Maybe a modesty towel across the plums. Didn't leave much to the imagination last night.
You can't let it go, Juddy.
Look, talk to my people, Louis. I'm not saying it's a different end of
the market. All right. Because I reckon on the modesty towel, we could get another sponsor on there, Juddy. Oh, mate, great to talk to you.
Good on you, mate.
Love it, mate. Keep up the great work. Can't wait for a great year on Triple M footy.
Good on you, gents. Have a good one.
There he is, superstar Chris Judd.
Yeah, good stuff.
And of course, you can hear Juddy tonight and the team, the Friday Huddle team, 5:30 on Triple M's greatest hits on digital radio, or download the Triple M app right now and you can hear it on that as well. Thanks to Mitsubishi March In Drive Away Sale, which is now on. See your Mitsubishi dealer today.
Oh, up next.
Oh, yeah.
Jars. He's got a conundrum. Not sure he knows what it is.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie for Ranella Mazda. From their family to yours. Main South Road, Ranella. They're closer than you think.
He's one of the best callers in the business, and he's back on the Tube Saturday nights on 7. Hawthorn v Collingwood. I'm talking about James Brayshaw. Oh. Bray, welcome to the Rush Hour, and congratulations on the new gig.
Jimmy.
What are you talking about, one of the best?
Yeah, get it right, Lou.
Gave you room to play in. That's what I do.
Hey, boys, always a pleasure to talk to you. Yes, cannot wait. Tomorrow night, I've got Hawthorn Collingwood at the Triple MCG. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, the wardrobe fitting, how'd it go, Jim?
Yeah, Jimmy.
I tell you what, I had the publicity shots the other day, mm-hmm. and I said, normally I provide the eye candy anywhere I go. I'm not telling you two anything you don't know. And I said, but this lot, I looked at Big Richo. He's a good-looking man, big man, strong, you know, got lots of presence. Mm. So I probably have to lay my guns down a bit there, and Jimmy Bartel, a very good-looking man.
Oh, dear.
I then swung across and I saw the red-headed Cameron Ling. Yeah, yeah. I saw big Duke Darcy, he sleeps with his head in a vice.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I actually hold mine.
Yeah. I tell you what, Jim, I reckon you find yourself on the podium.
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, well, you'd have to think so. But I got bristle covered too. He's got a head like a cantaloupe.
Yeah, it's a fair call, mate. It's a fair call. What'd you make of last night? 90-odd thousand there, and let's forget Carlton had their shorts on, but what a performance.
Yeah, nuts. I said on air with Fat Brownless earlier, I reckon it's one of those ball-tickling games. In other words, I reckon Carlton's fans had their nuts tickled a bit because they went, you know, we're a bit more attacking and only losing by 25 points to the reigning Premier. We'll take that. Richmond fans turned around and go, well, we were nowhere near our best. We had 30 more entries and 30 more scoring shots. So we've got plenty to look forward to as well. So I reckon both fans are almost sort of happy.
Yep. Jimmy, what about my boys, the Crows? Take on Essendon tonight. We've lost Tommy Lynch. He's out. We've got a couple of good players out, but we're unearthing three young, talented young footballers. So do you give us a chance over there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There are lots of outs, though, which is not what you want round one. So that'll be worrying. Big Texan worries me, Jars.
The foot.
The big boys with feet issues, you know, they can be a thorn in your side for a fair while. Yep. So I hope he's not as bad as potentially it could be. But, look, they bat very deep, Adelaide, and are very well coached and drilled, so I expect them to be very good.
And Port Adelaide, Jim, got big names have come in. They've all performed. Rockcliffe, we get our first look at him. They take on Freo, who are pretty handy, and Juddy, our very own Triple M's very own Juddy, likes them to cause an upset here in Adelaide.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think Port have recruited well, actually. I've always been a huge Jack Watts fan. I'd love to see Ken Hinckley get the best out of him because his best is really good. So, I think they've added nicely to what they've got. And Freo will be better, but I don't think they're quite at that standard yet. If this game was in Perth, maybe, but in Adelaide, I think Port will be too good.
Jim, I'd like to explore the ball tickle measurement a little further.
Yes.
With Bucks, obviously your Saturday night game, he'll be looking for more than a ball tickle, I would suggest.
I know. There's no doubt he's under fire, the great man. Yeah. And look, I don't know what to make of Collingwood. I tell you what I always say about the JLT. I watch them all, as you blokes do. You only give us stuff about the first 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Because everyone has a crack for half an hour, Jars. You and Louis, you both know this. You played pre-season plenty of times. You have a crack for half an hour, and then, especially the good teams, they just put the cue in the rack.
Put it away, Jimmy.
So I reckon, looking at Collingwood, both of their games, they were opened up badly early, and then they sort of boxed back into it, and that worried me a little. Whereas with Hawthorn, both times, they were real good early, and then didn't give a stuff after that. So I think they're going to be up against it, Collingwood, but... mate, again, MCG, two tenant clubs.
Nice.
Who knows?
Bro, I know we're talking footy, but gee, Pat Cummins' effort over in South Africa with the
Jimmy.
Nut was pretty sweet.
Love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, love him. I tell you what, he's a ripper, Pat Cummins. He's a ripper bloke for a start.
Yeah.
You boys would love him. And he just has a crack. He reminds me actually a lot of Merv Hughes. I think he's probably going to be better than Merv, and that's a big statement because Merv was an unbelievably good player for Australia. 200 test wickets at 28 or whatever he took. So, but this bloke has got a lot of that in him. He just charges in. Every ball is 100%, and I reckon he's fantastic. I loved how he bowled in the subcontinent a couple of years ago. His Ashes series, I thought he was our best fast bowler.
Yep.
And he's been brilliant. Jimmy, so, and he bats and fields well. He's a ripper.
I reckon he bowls the best bouncer in world cricket at the moment.
Yep, and I should know, Jars, because I spent 10 years getting the shit bounced out of me by everyone.
Exactly.
Mate, I saw your videos.
I used to walk out to bat, and off-spinners started bouncing me.
What do you reckon that was, Jim?
Because I was good-looking and well-educated, and chicks loved me and all that sort of shit. So, a fair nigger had a target on my head. This is true.
Yep.
In my first year, I got hit in the head in Brisbane by Carl Rackerman.
Yep.
And I had those helmets on with the side pieces because the grill sort of hadn't come out much by then. Anyway, it conked me on the top of the head. I don't even know where the ball went. My head was sort of rattling. And I'm standing there. Greg Ritchie walked up to me and he said, "You all right?" I said, "Yeah, mate, I'm fine." He said, "Well, you might want to put your helmet back on properly. It had turned sideways on the head." So I had one earpiece under my chin and the other earpiece on the top of my lobe. But I didn't even know what had happened.
Oh, outstanding, mate. Cannot wait to see you in action Saturday night, the Channel 7 team. Rip it apart like you normally do.
Well done, mate.
Well, I love you too.
Take care. Good
James Brochure, and of course, 7 tonight, live and free coverage from 7 o'clock. Crows taking on the Bombers.